ריש סמא חס, סיב חס. באימא שלי הציבור, we finished learning after שמיינסחי יסאי ביחולו, מעומד, שנאבטה ביחולו, ביימאירה, באימא שלי הציבור, ברוך האחס מעין שבע. So you say ברוך האחס מעין שבע, which is which starts off with the Lekeinu, Lekei Beiseinu, then it's Loginovis. Ve'ein ha-yochid oimer oiso. And this was only in Iskan for a shot. Ha-yochid does not say this. Evstu Shemenesri. Miu ha-goh, so the Ramos says, Miim ha-yochid roitze la-hachmer al-atzmoy. He wants to say, Yochel la'omro, v'loi psicha, v'loi chesime. So you can say, the middle chalik of Moginoves, that means it starts with a psicha, alakeinu, alakei v'seinu, alakei v'rom, alakei yitzlok, alakei yakev, that's the psicha. The chesime is, alakeinu, alakei v'seinu, reseinu, v'necheseinu, and bochat Hashem akadish ha-shabbos, that's the chesime. So if a yochid wants to say Mogin Oves alone without the Psichim Chesimim, that he could say, as long as he's not saying a brochet. V'chein noyagim atzibo la'omro im shliach tzibo v'loi Psichim Chesimim. And the minig is that even though the shot starts off with the bracha, with the psicha, lekeinu, lekei v'seinu. And then he stops and the tzibur says Moginoves. And then then the shat continues with Moginoves. So now let us see the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nechov. Bracha achas me'ein sheva. This is one bracha, which is a condensation of seven brachas. Hu ma'asha shliach tzibur oimer achar ha'tfilim, Baruch ato Hashem elekeinu velekei v'seinu v'chulu. Koinei shamayim v'oretz. Now, we bring down the reiv achreinim hold that when the shat says Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu, Baruch Ata Hashem. So since theoretically we'll see this is Achazoras Hashat, he's davening over Shemayne Esrei. But he's saying it in a Kitzur Dikoyfen. So Reiv Achreinim hold that just like by Shemayne Esrei, one is Kereya B'Boruch and the Zoykif B'Shem, so the shots should do the same thing. When he says Baruch Ata, so Baruch Ata, just like in Shemayne Esrei, we say with Kereya, Baruch Ata and Yezekev B'Shem, the shots should do the same thing. V'nitzkenor, now what is the purpose of making Achazoras Hashat? By Meirim, we don't have such a thing. Mishum sakonas mazikim. So this was nisken for a different purpose altogether, because there is a sakona of mazikim. Now, what does that mean? Shebotei kneisiyei sholehem hoyu basodim. The shuls bizman chazal were not in the cities, they were in a mokim that was not, people did not live there, it was out in the fields. Lefomim b'nei odo ma'achem lovoi l'beis ha'knesses. And sometimes someone could come late to Meirib. When he comes late, v'yisharu yechidim b'beis ha'knesses basodem. So that means the Olam that was there in the Beis HaKnesses, they'll finish davening, and they'll leave the shul. And these Yechidim who came late, Al Kochoch will have to remain there to finish davening. And they're Yechidim, and they're alone in a Sodev. So there was a Sakona of Mazikim. So how do we help the situation? Lefichach tiknu brochezu. So Chazal were mesakin a broche achazoros haShabbos. Kedei sheboid sheshliach tibo marich bo. In the time that it'll take for the shliach tibo to say this broche, yisaimu gam heim tfilosom. So in the meantime, they'll be able to finish their Shtilu Shemayin Esrei. So when the Olam will be leaving the shul, these Yechidim will be able to leave with them. They finished davening already. So we have a Amor de Kalimud. It's the latecomers didn't come too late, or the Shatz had Mogin Ovis very long. But Al Kaponim, we see from Chazal that in order to ensure that the latecomers would be finished davening Shemin Esrei, as long as the Shatz had Mogin Ovis, they're taken care of already. We don't have to worry that the shul will empty out and the yechidim will remain.
Why don't you worry about it on the weekday?
Well, so why don't you worry about it in the weekday? A very good kasha. So I saw in Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says in the weekday they didn't come to shul to daven. They were busy working at home, and they davened the yechidis in the weekday. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Harav says. V'chol sha'a leileis ha'shavua ha'yu oiskin b'malachtom. They were busy working. U'b'gomra b'malachtom mispalim arvis b'beison. So they davened ma'irim at home. Le'ho'yu boim le'beis ha'knesses b'alaylam. We have to understand, it wasn't a poshazach. There was no light. It was dark. It was in the field. And so the mice, and they were busy working. So I will believe Shabbos. So your boy in the mice knesses, and Agavucha will see later. This they didn't make this takon on Yom Tov. I believe Yom Tov. Your boy in gam kill the mice knesses. They davened home. We nei show you through them the meleches oichel nefesh. They were busy preparing, cooking for Yom Tov. So Kaponim, they didn't come. So this Takone only applied Leil Shabbos. Yeah. And if they want, they can, if a person wants to say Mogin Ovis, he can say without a Pticha, without a Chsimet, the Hainu Shemaschel Mogin Ovis, Hadzeich Lamaise Bereishis Bovad. But like Pticha Vechsimet, Ki Ika Hatakona Hoyo, Shashliach Tzibu Yemoich Oysof. That was the Takone. Al Kain, Nire Poshid. Shema Shen Noyagim Be'eze Mekoymais. In other places, the Noyag. Shashliach Tibo Oymer Bekoil Rom Ad Koine Shemaim Boris. The Shliach Tibo says this loud, or he starts off. Va'achar Kach Oymer Belachash, and then he says, Mogin Oves quietly, Maybe in the, towards the end of Mogin Avis, Kelei Nois Hadein HaSholem, then he starts saying it loud, Lo Yofa Hein Noisim, that is not correct. Ela Acher, because theoretically, this Mogin Avis Bechlau was no mocking for the Tzibur to say it. This is a Chazorus HaShatz. This is a Shemayne Ezrei, that the Shatz is saying, this is a Chazorus HaShatz. Starts Mogin Avis Bemison, again, this is we're condensing the Shemayne Esrei Mogin Avis Midmorei Mechaye Mesim. This is Kenegin Mogin Avrom Neged Biches Mechaye Mesim. So this is the Shemayne Esrei that the Shatz is being mighty the Olam. So, if the Olam wants to say Mogin Avis, fine, Tovi Aleim Broche. But after they finish saying, he has to start saying out loud Mogin Avis. That is a mistake that some people make. Shema Shenoigim Be'ezer Mekoimais. Shashliya Tiba Oima Bekoil Rom Rak Ad Koine Shemaim Ve'orets. Ve'achakach Oima Belachash. And then that he says quiet. La Yofei Noisim, that is definitely not correct. La Acher Shesimu Hakol, after the Kohol finished saying Mogin Avis, Ashkelu Mogin Avis Bekeilam. Well, let us go further. Yom Tov Shechaliyos B'Shabbos, what if the Leil Shabbos is also Leil Yom Tov, and he's saying now a Chazoras HaShatz of Mogin Avis, Ein a Maskir Shel Yom Tov Bimrocha Me'ein Shabbos. So he doesn't mention Yom Tov. Perish Birkas Kelelian Kainer Shemaim. So he doesn't mention Yom Tov because again they never were misakin to say this on Yom Tov. Because, let's say, Leil Yom Tov alone, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says they didn't go to shul. They were busy at home preparing the Tzayin Reichu Nefesh. So, Memele, so there never was a takone for Yom Tov. So, if Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos, they're in the shul. So, in this Shemayne Esrei, we only mention Shabbos and not Yom Tov. The Chav Gimel, Eini maskil ki loy tiknu elo b'Shabbos. V'afilu b'Shabbos eini choivo mitzad hadin. Rak shetiknu mishum takone. It was only a takone that was made because of mishum sakone. V'chana olam ad tikan v'ein lo hisif olam. Sif yud. Ein oimrim brocho me'ein shevam. Bebeis chasanim va'aveilon. Now, if you have a minion, Leil Shabbos by a chosn, the davening by him, or by Rachman and Swan by an oval, the davening by him. So in that mokim, you don't say Mogin Avis. You say Vayichulu, and then you say Kaddish, Kiskabul. The lack of time, the ma'achim lovoi sheyu nizaykis. Now, what does this mean? So, let us see in the Mishnah Berurah. Chav Dalet, Beveis Chasanim Perish, Shemispalalim Beveisam, Beminyim, that means there's a house, there's a chosn, there's an oval. So people are coming to daven in his house. So Mamela, in there you don't say Mogin Avis. Now let's just elaborate a little. The Emerson, this takone that Chazal made, that you should say Mogin Avis after Shemayne Esrei, there was a reason for it. The shuls were in the Sadeis, and people could come late and there'll be a sakana to remain there alone. So in order to take care of this problem, the Misakin Mogin Ovis. It's theoretically the minute that our shuls changed, now that the shul is not in the Sode, the shul is in the city. So the whole problem is not applicable. So theoretically, we shouldn't say any more Mogin Ovis. That which should be theoretically, because the reason doesn't apply anymore. Afal Pikein, we say this, because there was, since Mizman Chazal, the coming late to a shul could bring to a sakone. So there was a sakone, you should stay in the shul Mogin Ovis. So this sakone remained. The sakone remained that even though now our shuls, which are in the city, there's no sakone if you come late and you remain alone in the shul. But the sakone remained, you stay in a shul Mogin Ovis. But the takana was only in a shul. So even though there's certain shul that there's no sakana, there's certain shul there's a sakana, that was the takana. You say, might leil Shabbos in the shul, but if a person has a private minion in his house, he's a chosen, and the people come to daven there in his house. So this is not a shul. It doesn't have a semblance of a shul. People are not coming together here to daven. They're coming there. There's a chosen there, so he needs a minion, so they're davening. But this does not have a semblance of a shul. So the takone, which Chazal made in shuls, does not apply here. So that's why Bebeis Chasanim, we do not say Mogin Ovis. V'choshkein oisom shemispalalim lefrokim b'minyan babayis. Sometimes when there's a storm, so people come together and then they daven in the house leil Shabbos instead of going to shul. So again, this is a mikra that comes out that there's a minyan davening in a bias, but the takana does not apply. Avo sheyesh kvius aleze yomim, v'yesh sefer toire etzlam uchamoy b'yeridim, doima lebeis haknesses kavua v'oimrim. Now let's explain this. People used to go, there used to be a yerid. A yerid was, there was a big sales in certain mekaymes, and people came from all over the world to these places, and they were there for a few weeks. Now, the Yiddish Seichrim who came, look, the Yidden, so they came together and they chose a mokim. Oh, we're going to daven every day. We're here. Good, we're here for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. There's no official shul. This place is that. So they decided to come together and they're going to daven here. They daven every day. They brought a Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah is just a raya that, we're coming here. We know we have to be here a period of time, so we're making a temporary shul. This is the shul for all the business people who are coming on the Yeridim. So they're making for this is Mana shul. So this is a Torah shul. And they bring down from the Masham, but they daven every day. No. Chatan was a minion 3 times a day. They daven there. So even though this is only a shul for 2 weeks when the businessmen come, but this has a Torah shul, and this falls into the takonim. Alksheyes kivius aleze yomim. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says it was a few weeks they were there. V'yeis sefer Torah etzlam. So that gives this mokim a shem beis haknesses. Chamoy biyeridim daima lebeis haknesses kavua. So this is similar to beis haknesses. Va'omrim. You say over there also Mogin Ovis. This falls into the takona. And a good convention. Well, they also, they daven there. They daven there. The same thing. They daven there. Well, they don't. Yeah, well, they only their Shabbos faces, but they daven there all the tulis. And some of them daven there. I mean, they daven there Sunday also. No, the late is was only al chashash by the sunnis, but that's irrelevant. Now, if you come late, they also wouldn't say Moginomis. The late was when they came late, there was a sakone, so there was a takone. Now, if you come late, there's also no sakone. But it's not the late, there was already a takone kamua. Those are done, they bring down God, that you with the Rambam, I mean, when you see how the Rambam understood this, someone asked the Rambam, the reason we make Chazaras Hashat is because Bizman Chazal, there were people who did not know how to daven, period. We have to appreciate it was, before the Talmud was written, there was no Siddurim either. This was Ace, and this is Dvorim Shebal Peh Shiat Shoyle Kaisvon. So that means, Bizman Chazal, before the Ace Lassos Hashem Eifel Tosah, you couldn't find a shul. A Siddur in a shul, I mean, you came to a shul. If you know how to daven, you daven. If you didn't know how to daven, you're klotz. You know, listen. So they were mistaken. Chazaras Hashatz to be made the Einam Bekiyim. That was, so someone asked the Rambam, but now we're all Bekiyim already, so do we still need Chazaras Hashatz? So the Rambam and the Tshuva compares this to Moginovis. Well, and there was a Takone because there was a Sakone, and even though now there's no Sakone, the Sakone remains. So the same thing, even though now we're all Bekiyim, the Takone remains. But on Kaponim, the Takone was in a mocking that people were keveya to daven together. There's a basic knesses together, and they daven there, and so that is a shame basic knesses. I mean, if you'd ever had a good convention, it'd be an ish choshim that somehow he can't go to shul, and so 10 people go into the shul and no daven there, they won't say, well, you know this. That's not a basic necess. You have to have, that means a tzibur coming together and a miyachid, a mokim. They're making a temporary shul. Agavuche, they bring down something very interesting from Rav Chaim Knievsky, that they ask the Mashaila, the people go on vacation in a certain mokim, and there's a shul there. The ones used to be a shul, the ones with the Yiddish community there, many years ago, that shul closed down. The shul is not used, but now people go on vacation, so they come Shabbos day and they go and daven in that shul. So he says, you don't say Moginovis. That is not a shul. It's not used as a shul now. That means they lay Shabbos, they come and use it for a shul, but on Kaponim, in order to fall into this category, means Le'idach Kisa, if you'll have a sick person that they may each week, they daven by him every little Shabbos Friday night. That could, so they made a minion in this house. So they, then it would be, then it would have a Torah. So there's a little Shabbos minion in this person's house. So then you would say, Moginovis. It's totally if it, Beis Chassanim was this week, but they daven by him. That doesn't make it a shul.
And then the first week the guy is there, will cover. And you don't know for sure what is stuff that moves the head. You go by the first house, and then you got to go back 3 weeks or something?
No, you have to know what the husband is. So they asked Abraham Knievsky if... They asked him if they're starting a new shul. This is the first week. So they said, well, they're starting a shul, the first week is good. But if I don't know where I'm up to, I mean, I don't know what's going to be. Let's hope that this is only a temporary thing. So then you have to see what's going to happen. Then you wouldn't say. So you wouldn't say. You wouldn't say. Like others say, it's a bochel of atolos. The lack of time, eh? So we see that the machloik is among the Abraham, the prima godam. But by base chasanim, the lack of time, eh? So because it's not a It doesn't have a semblance of a basic nesis. She don't say Moginov, Selected time of a mockim shenoigim laomro, ain limchais biyodom, kain kosa a Moginavon b'shemer adbas. Aba primigodem, mefakpik bozeh, davesovik brocha lamatoli. So she's saying he's playing around with brochas over here, and if it doesn't, if the takona does not apply, so you don't say Moginovus. Steve Yudalev. Av Mishabis Sha'acha Yontev, Ashabis Sha'acha Yontev, Oimrim Brocha Me'ein Sheva. So you have to understand what is the Chiddush. If Yontev was Friday, so Shabbos you say Moginovis. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says the Chiddush is because Shabbos after Yontev, no one came late. There was already, like this, Erev Shabbos used to come late till, they made it so he Shabbos, but Shabbos after Yom Tov, you already get a Siddush Yom Tov and everything is prepared already, so upon him, it seems no one came late. Some of Mele saw a Mechadish is, but they is a light look. Ein, Lidaber, Bisho, Shoimrim, Vayechulu, V'loi b'sho sho'im ha'shli yitzchibur b'rocho me'ein sheva. Now, let us see what is he saying over here. Ein l'dabur, v'tu b'shem sefer chasidim, ma'ise b'chosid echod, sh'tero l'chosid acher b'moisoi, perish b'chaloim. He says, one chosid saw another chosid in achaloim, upon of Meirikais, and his face was very pale, very yellow. Omaloi, so he had a conversation with this chosid that was nifter, Lomba Ponecho Meirikais. Omaloi, Shemibnei Shayisi Medaba Vayehulu, Bisho Shayitzibrim Oimrim, Obamogin Oveis, Now, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav brings down the mice a little clearer. And the book, we have to understand that these two were Hasidim. There was a schus from the chosid that was on this world to see the other chosid. There was a schus from the other chosid to come back on this world also. I mean, they don't come back so quickly. So he was a chosid acher. He was a chosid. Now, now when he spoke by Vayechulu, you have to understand this mice. It's a very interesting mice. Eh? So in Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, Vayisi medaber b'sho shatzibo hoyo imrim Vayechulu, v'loi omarti imoem b'yachad. That means, he said Vayechulu, there's a takon to say Vayechulu after Shemayna Esrei. But there's an Indian to say biyachad and there's an Indian to say biyachad neidah shleima to say biyachad, and he was talking. Now between you and me, I don't think the chosid was talking about the news what happened. I don't think so. In some way, we had a Moyerdike vote to say on the Parsha or something else. He didn't say it biyachad. So he finished the Yehulu quickly. And then he was talking. So he said over what he wanted to say. Now, by Mogin Ovis, there was no takon really of Chazoris Hashad. This was a hichitimse to ensure that the latecomers will find people still in shul, but it wasn't that a kone that you need. I mean, by chazoras hashatz mistoma this chosid did not speak. If it says in Shulchan Aruch Godol Avoinim in Esoi, for speaking by chazoras hashatz, he didn't speak. But he held that this is not a real chazoras hashatz. This is only a hichitimse to make sure the olam will remain 5 minutes longer in shul. So he held it's not important to listen to it. And now when he spoke by Kaddish, so in Shulchan Aruch Harav it says, B'shas sha'ashat ha'yoyim yiskadu ad omen yehesh me'rabo lo yihitisi ozni lishmoye mimenu v'kavone. That means he was one ear he heard the Kaddish. He was listening one to say, I mean, he wouldn't have fulfilled an omen yehesh me'rabo. Lo yihitisi ozni lishmoye mimenu v'kavone. That means he was able to listen with one ear and tell over the shtikteire with another ear. But then they went to with the, tell over the shtikteire, and that was, he was suffering from it. But that was Prono of Merikoi. So that's, so Al Kaponim, we got a thief in Shulchan Aruch from his Anhoge. Al Kaponim, so Klal Yisrael learns that, even what he did, is not kedai. Im yispalo siv yud gimel. Im yispalo shel chayl. V'lo yiskir shel Shabbos. He davened a tefillah shel chayl. He davened yud ches broches. He did not mention Shabbos. Oy shelo yispalo klal. Or he didn't daven at all. V'shona Mishliach tiba brocha mensh, risheva me roish va avsoi yotso. Amoyadikechidish, that he could be yoit with this chazoras hashat, and even though the normal chazoras hashat, we are not yoit, a person is not yoit, unless he's an eni boki, but if he's a boki and, It's far from portion. It can be yaitza with chazoras hashat, but here we'll see. Since ma'irev is a reshus, so memele, so here you could be yaitza. But the gamuch is something which is shriach. I remember someone was asking me the shaila. Now we're learning this halachim. Some if it's leil yontev, and someone it's leil yontev and leil Shabbos. And he said a yontiv dikir ma'irev. He forgot to add in what he said Shabbos. So now could he be yoytza with smogin ovis? So in shul and all hashulchan it says you could be yoytza. He says on this halach he could be yoytza, which is a more dikir chiddush that you can split up the shemayn esra and half. I was yoytza half the shemayn esra. I yontiv the shemek. I was yoytza ready. I'm missing a Shabbos the shemayn esra, so that I can be yoytza with Magen Ovis, which is more the kechidish kedai to know. Vishoma mishliach tibo mishum the tefillas arves rishus mekelinim bo. So we're makel. Amar the kechidish will makel that we yoytze ma'irev, which is rishus with chazoras hashat. So Nirshe brings down amar the kemishna brure. He says, what is the din if a person forgot ma'irev? The middle of the week, Akasha, he didn't say Ma'irev. So by Shachris, he is a davening to Shemin Esres, one for Shachris and the second Shemin Esres for Ma'irev. So to Mishneh Brura, for the second Shemin Esres, you can be Yitzhu with Chazoras Hashat. Because that was the takone by Ma'irev. Since Ma'irev is a Rishus, they were Mesakin, then you can be Yitzhu. This here was Chazoras Hashat. So, Mamel, this is my gay film weekdays also. Amir the Kechidish. Now, let us see the Mishnah Burim. Mishum des Tvilas Avis Rishus Mekalinambo. Yotso, he's Yotz. Elachatrila Yeshli Soyaloi Memeshli Yotzibo Mila Bemila. Min Tvilas Abroche Atsoif. Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadish HaShabbos. It would be preferable so that he should say Mila B'Mila together with the Shabbos. V'in Kvar Omar HaShliach Tzibo, if the Shabbos said it already, then Tzorich Lachzor Sfar, then he has to daven over Rahul Shemin Esra. L'Yoyim HaBiyochid Bichas Mein Sheva. Gan Nochein HaDovo, שאם נזכר קודם ששומע משליח ציבר הברוכה נאום, Shalai yith my house there, like his mouth, I the bam tillish shema kiseida, ki yeshokim alika hadina ze ayim betor. There's a machlokes in this lemaise. If you could be yaitza with this chazor such as the machaba paskin, you could. Others hold you can. So, it would be preferable not to be saying mechandis kulam. Then akidish bebeis haknesses uboi sifecha. Noyagim lekadesh bebeis haknesses. There's a minig that you make kiddish in shul after ma'ariv. Ve'ein lemekadesh litoim miyayin akidish. Now, the person who's making the kiddish, he is not yaitza with this kiddush, because you need kiddush b'mokem sudev, and he's going to eat home. So there's a problem. A person is making kiddush in shul, and he's saying, boire pri agofen, and he's not allowed to be toyim from the wine before kiddush. Elo matimoy lekotno. So he'll give the wine of this kiddush to a cotton, so it won't be a bracha lebatola. The ain kiddush ella b'makim sudeh, so he is not yoytze mitzvah kiddush. So if he's not yoytze mitzvah kiddush, he cannot be toyim before kiddush. So he gives it to a cotton. So what is pshat in this minik? Umiikore loiniskan ella bishvil oichim daochli vishosi bineiknishte loitziyam yedei chaybosom. That means like this, that bizman chazal, there was no official hachnosis oichim, a different building. In the shul, there were rooms where the oichim used to eat. So after davening, the oichim were already in those rooms. They were ready to eat. They did not have wine for kiddush. So the minig was that in the shul, they'll make kiddush. The oichim who are in their rooms now, who are about to eat, will listen to the kiddush. And by them, it's kiddush b'mokim sudeh. So that's how it was, Bizman Chazal. So Bizman Chazal, there was no problem. And Mesamim, they took the wine after the Kiddush and they brought it into those rooms where the Oichim were eating. But now that we don't have Oichim, so now the meaning is we are continuing this takone, which was Bizman Chazal. But now we have a problem. He's making a boire pri agofen, and he's not permitted to drink from the wine. So memele, so therefore we give it to a kotlin. We don't have this setup that in the shul there's oichim who are eating. But la takone, this takone remained. This was a takone bizman chazal. And this is just like, well, there was a takona of Mogen Oves, which was applicable Bizman Chazal. It is not really Noigeya now, but that takona still remained. So since Bizman Chazal, there were Oichim in the rooms next to the shul who used to eat the Sudeh Shabbos there, and they were yaita with the kiddush that was made in the shul, was made for them. So Mamele, so this takone remained, that we still make kiddush in the shul, even though now there's no need for it. There, tam amakoyme shenogu lakadish beisaknesses. Abu Yisrael, but the Mechabel says, "Lahanik shalei lekadosh b'beis haknesses." Since it's not negay anymore, we're only going into problems. That means when you make the Kiddush, so he can't, the one that makes the Kiddush can't be playing from the case. It's a whole problematic setup. So it'd be preferable not to make this Kiddush. The Hain Minig Eretz Yisrael, the Machaber says that they don't make the Kiddush. The Nogu Lamoid Vishor Shemekachim Vesakneses, the Ramah says the Minig is they stand up they stand up in the shul, even though the Shitas HaRamah is you don't stand by Kiddush, but in the Kiddush of the shul, the meaning is you do stand. No.